In a painted logo, a woman stands on a tiered pedestal. Wearing a robe and toga, she holds a torch aloft. Its brilliant light shimmers against a silver word, Columbia, a Sony Pictures Entertainment company. The woman turns into a vampire bat. The bat grabs the corner of the screen and flies away, wiping the logo to white. Now blue block letters bounce, wobble, and walk into formation, spelling Sony Pictures Animation. Thick fog creeps over the logo and titles emerge. Columbia Pictures presents a Sony Pictures Animation film. The fog clears, revealing a towering castle. A year appears, 1895. A vampire bat flies to a balcony and transforms into Dracula. His body angles inward from his broad shoulders to his skinny waist. Dracula's shadow creeps over a crib as he approaches. His long claw-like fingers reach for the baby and he leans close.
Peek-a-boo! No, I didn't mean to startle you, my little baby.
He cradles the infant in his arms.
Hush, little vampire, don't say a word. Papa's gonna bite the head off a bird.
A piranha, a head, and an axe spin on the crib's mobile.
Gabadikuba! I want to kiss your tool! I want to kiss your tool!
He lays the baby down and waves his hands above. Controlling small puffs of glowing purple magic, Dracula removes the soiled diaper and puts on a clean one. Now he reviews a blueprint with a monster foreman.
Nice, but maybe a little more square footage. I want a lot of monsters here.
Drool plops on the blueprint. Dracula's child, now a toddler, scurries along the ceiling. Later, she rides a hobby horse.
I'm gonna get you, little Mavis! I'm gonna get you!
Mavis points to an open door.
Right out there.
Oh, we never go out there. Ever.
Now he reads her Tales of Humans.
And then the monsters ran away and were forced into hiding. But Harry the human found them and jumped out from under their bed.
I'm scared.
And burned their clothes and bit their toes and took their candy.
The white-eyed toddler hides under the bed.
Don't take my candy.
Baby Claus, you don't need to be frightened. I promised your mommy I would protect you forever.
Mavis smiles and crawls out. Her father strums a ukulele.
My beautiful Mavis. Let me wipe all your poop away. Those humans are nasty.
His purple magic strums as he lifts Mavis.
So with Daddy, you will stay. And if a human tries to harm you, I'll simply say...
With glaring red eyes, he bares his fangs.
Because you're Daddy's girl, Daddy's girl, I'm your black. Just bend the legs and push off. Trust me, Mouse.
Wearing a helmet, Mavis leaps from her bed and turns into a bat.
Look at you!
Faster, baby, faster! You got it, my little voodoo doll!
He transforms and flies with her.
Excuse me, sir.
What?
Ow! I'm okay.
It's ready.
The sharp-toothed foreman leads Dracula onto a balcony.
Looks good. Only monsters can get in?
Oh, absolutely. It's hidden real nicely. You've got 400 acres of haunted forest in front of you. You've got the land of the undead on the perimeters. Any humans daring to even look over there will run away real quick.
We lift up from the haunted forest and zoom through the fog to zombie construction workers. Wearing hard hats and tool belts, they stop working as a zombie woman in a dress strolls past.
But of course, be smart. No bonfires, no firework shows.
Yeah, no fire. I get it.
Dracula holds a framed photo of himself with a woman and baby Mavis.
It's time, my darling Martha. The place we always talked about for Mavis. No one will ever harm her here.
He leads Mavis through a golden entrance to a massive castle. Isolated atop an island peak, a single narrow bridge leads in and out. A title, Hotel Transylvania. Now in the haunted forest, words appear, present day. A 1920s-style hearse speeds past. A golden Dracula ornament stands atop the grill. The car zips through the forest, passing several oddly shaped monsters carrying suitcases. Disguised as a grassy hill, a drawbridge lowers and the hearse speeds down into a tunnel. The license plate reads, Undead. It continues out, crossing the narrow bridge toward the giant hotel. Round winged gargoyles soar overhead as the hearse enters through a gated archway and slides to a stop. The headless chauffeur places a pumpkin on his shoulders and opens the door for a wolfman family.
Yeah, it's a mess back there.
The wolf father tips the chauffeur. Zombie bellhops surround the hearse. They break through the windows to grab the luggage. Our view zooms through the revolving door into the lobby where dozens of monsters of different sizes and shapes mingle. Dracula walks downstairs.
Welcome to Hotel Transylvania.
A skeleton mariachi band plays.
Human free since 1898.
Your safest destination. Take an itinerary.
I have personally designed a spectacular schedule of events, all leading to my daughter's birthday extravaganza tomorrow.
We always look forward to coming every year, Count. We enjoy the safety so much.
Of course, that's why we built it. Yes, good evening. Thank you, Marty. You look pale as well.
A suit of armor approaches.
Sir, we have an urgent plumbing issue.
Plumbing? On it. Mr. Gulligan.
There is a clogged toilet in room 348.
A giant hairy beast shrugs.
It's okay, we all get stomach aches, Mr. Bigfoot.
Mr. Goulihan eyes his plunger. Now the wolf pups burst in, knocking guests aside and peeing on chairs.
Hey, kids, reel it in. You're only supposed to make Mom and Dad miserable.
A pup bites Dracula's cape.
Now, is that any way to behave? This is a hotel, not a cemetery.
Sorry, Uncle Drac.
The wolfman approaches.
Drac, how are you?
Wayne, my old friend.
Couldn't wait for this weekend. Always great to be out of the shadows for a couple days.
The family looks beautiful. Let me just clean up their filth. Housekeeping!
A squadron of witches in housekeeping attire zoom in on brooms. Using glowing green magic, they rearrange the furniture. A witch uses a magic sponge to absorb a puddle of pee. The pups attack bellhops who drop several large boxes, and a Frankenstein head rolls out.
Frankie, my boy, look at you, still traveling by mail, Mr. Cheapo, huh?
It's not a money thing. I have a plane phobia, okay? I mean, at any moment, those engines could catch...
Fire! Yeah. Fire bad! We know.
Zombies attach Frank's hand to his neck.
Augustus Porridge Head, come on! Does that look like Frankenstein's head?
Hey, Drac, buddy, what's going on with your cape there?
What do you mean? Hold it! Who pinched me?
Guilty. You're irresistible.
Yes, very amusing, invisible man. Hello, great to see you.
I never gets old.
The invisible man slaps Dracula, who hits back.
Missed me.
He swipes several times.
Missed me.
Okay, you win. Hold this bacon.
The pups
Why
cover
am I
him.
Holding bacon? Get him off!
A sandstorm blows through the revolving doors and a plump mummy appears.
Here comes the party!
Hello, Murray!
Drac, what's up, buddy?
The sand, Murray, the sand, always with the sand.
The wolf pups slide down the sand mound.
Wolfie, Wanda, Frank! I love this guy. You're always bringing it full tilt. You're looking skinny, too, now that you're just ahead.
Okay, you'll pay for that.
A bellhop places Frank's head in his arm socket.
So what's up, Drac? The hotel is looking off the hook.
Hey, guys, watch this.
As pups bounce on his butt, Frank's bottom half moves.
By the way, you were right about those directions.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah, I took the tigers through the Nile and there was absolutely no traffic.
Behind Murray, Frank's butt farts a huge green cloud.
You're kidding me, right in my lobby?
Drac, I swear, man, I don't run like that.
Housekeeping!
A witch maid sucks up the gas with a bellows and releases it into the fireplace. Murray faces a slender female mummy.
I was not the cause of that.
She struts away. A spider lowers.
We're ready!
A glistening web spells, Happy 118th Birthday, Mavis.
If only Martha were here to see this.
She's always here, Wanda.
Okay, friends, I am so glad you are here to celebrate. Another birthday for my sweet little Mavis, and another successful year of refuge from them!
A zombie starts a slideshow of humans.
These are recent human images our surveillance has uncovered. They are getting fatter so as to overpower us. And they are wearing less clothing, allowing more movement to strangle us or cut open our heads and put candy in them. But they will never find us here.
Evil villain, you will never win!
Okie doke, the fun starts in 30 minutes. Right now, I have to see my little girl.
She's not so little anymore.
Yes, she is.
The elevator closes. They all stare wide-eyed.
What's going on out there? Are we at the hotel?
Frank, did you book us for a tandem massage? Did you get us a table at Hunchback's? Did you do anything?
Invisible Man closes her box.
You're welcome.
What's going on?
In Mavis's room.
Dad, you said that when I turned 118, I could go out into the world like every other adult that gets to come and go from this hotel. But maybe it's not safe. Blah, blah, blah. Dad, 30 years ago, you promised. I remember we were both eating mice, and you specifically said that you gave me your word.
In the hall, Dracula passes shrunken heads hanging on each door.
Do not disturb.
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 Good morning, Your Eminence.
May, clean up this room.
Dracula reaches Mavis's room.
Oh, it's you. Glad you could make it.
Is she up yet?
Oh, she's up. She's ready to go. And by go, I mean go. As in go check the world out. What you gonna do? What you gonna say?
I got it covered. Please relax. Just do your job. Good morning, Mavy Wavy. Happy birthday, my little mouse.
Thank you, Dad. I know it's my birthday.
I have so much fun planned. Woohoo! But first, we go catch some scorpions together. Just the two of us. Yes, Dada?
Dad, please let me speak. There's something we have to talk about.
You want to go out into the world? You can.
Aha! I knew you were going to say that. But, Dad, you gave me your word, and you know that I know that a Dracula's word is sacred, that our trust is the core of our... Wait, what?
I said you can go.
You're just playing with me.
No. You're old enough to drive a hearse now. You're old enough to make your own choices. You can go.
Holy rabies! Holy rabies!
The teen zips into her closet. She emerges in a Hawaiian shirt holding a suitcase. As a bat, she flies out the window.
Whoa, stop! Wait a second, Sweet Fangs. Where are you going?
Oh, well, I'm going to paradise. And this is some stuff that I thought I would need.
Paradise?
Yeah, you know. It's that place out there where you and Mom met. Auntie Wanda says you two were just like, zing.
I don't know from zing. Where did you find that card?
In one of your drawers. Why won't you ever tell me about how you met?
It's actually Hawaii.
What?
Look, honey, I know you're excited, but everyone has gone to great lengths to come see you on your birthday.
I know. They always do. Aren't I getting a little old for these parties? I love them, but I really want to see new things. Maybe meet somebody my age.
She pouts.
Come on. No, don't do that. Don't give me the pouty bat face. Okay, there is a human village just a little ways past the cemetery. You could go there and be back in like 30 minutes or so. It should be plenty for your first time.
Well, it's not Hawaii, but I guess it's still technically out there. Okay.
She flies inside. In human form, Mavis wears a black mini dress with striped tights. She hugs Dracula.
Thanks for trusting me.
Of course, my little one. I gave you my word.
Hey! Look at this!
Hey, guys!
You excited about tomorrow?
Not as excited as I am right now. You're not gonna believe this, but Dad is letting me go out on my own to see a human village.
What?
Excuse me! Drac, have you lost it? Letting your own daughter out there with those horrible humans you always tell us about? That's why you built this place. They hate us. They're vicious. And they're very loud.
Auntie Eunice, maybe they've changed. I'm just going to fly down the street and see how it goes.
Okay, honey, be safe. Bring warm clothes and a sword.
And look out for pitchforks.
Don't you let anyone scoop your brains out either.
Maybe stay in the shadows. It's more fun to just observe from under a house.
Guys, she can handle it. She's a Dracula for Pete's sake. But seriously, watch out for fire. Fire bad.
Mavis walks confidently across the room, steps onto the windowsill, and glances back. Everyone watches with big smiles except Dracula, who frowns wide-eyed.
Hi, everyone.
Woohoo!
She backflips out the window and free-falls, transforming into a bat just before hitting the trees. Soaring above the water, Mavis drags a wing across the surface.
I can't believe how calm you are about her leaving. I'm proud of you. Drac? Where did Drac go?
In bat form, Dracula lands on a branch and frantically searches for Mavis.
Woohoo! This is awesome!
Before the full moon, she shifts between bat and human form.
There's the cemetery. just like Dad said.
Dracula speeds through the trees. Several streetlights illuminate a small town square up ahead. In human form, he lands on the street and looks around. He zips behind a corner. Peeking out, he sees Mavis land on a roof at the town's edge next to a clock tower. The teen stares into the empty street with a beaming smile. Water trickles from a fountain. Mavis scans the town square, then walks upright down the side of the building. Her father watches closely as she steps into the deserted street.
Hello? Anybody out there?
Mavis sees two mannequins in a shop window and races over for a closer look. Behind a curtain, a man pops out with a torch. A mannequin turns.
Vampire!
Psychos!
Oh, hi, humans.
Dracula waves his hand and the town's lights go out.
Everything okay? My name is Mavis Dracula.
A villager waves a pitchfork.
Are my clothes? Really?
A mob of villagers with frozen faces hobble toward her.
I'm friendly. I really am. Calm down now. I just wanted to say hi.
Behind her, the leader of another slow-moving mob loses his footing. As he hits the ground, a lumpy zombie head rolls out from behind his human mask. Dracula sees the headless zombie get to his feet and darts over. He screws the zombie's head back on his neck and snaps his human mask on just as Mavis turns around.
Please, I've never hurt anyone. I'm homeschooled.
One thrust bread.
Is that garlic?
Another jabs his pitchfork, accidentally plunging it behind the mask of the zombie next to him. Dracula smacks his forehead. The speared zombie falls to the ground and the fire from his torch engulfs the whole mob around Mavis.
Holy rabies, you're on fire. Can I do anything? Can I help you? Dad was right.
Dracula perks up.
Dad was right.
Mavis turns into a bat and flaps away. A purple light snakes its way into the middle of the burning zombies and turns into Dracula.
It worked. Now my baby will be safe. Forever.
He smiles up at the sky, then turns.
All right, everybody, get back to work now.
The burning zombie bellmen take off their masks. One grabs a mannequin.
Hey, you don't need a mannequin. Leave the mannequin here. Come on.
He obeys. As the zombies stumble away, a building's front wall collapses on a group of them. The squashed zombies keep moving, hauling the facade like ants. Dracula turns into a bat and flies off as more false fronts collapse. Above the village, a hulking tentacled shape trudges toward the commotion. Now Dracula appears outside Mavis's door.
Where you been? Why are you sneaking around?
Shh, quiet. Sweetheart, have you returned so soon?
Come in, Dad.
How'd it go? How was the big world? How was it out there?
It was okay, Dad.
What? What's the matter?
Dad, you were right. Humans are awful. They were everything you said. They wanted to bite my toes.
Your toes?
And they had garlic on bread.
What? Look at me. I'm getting goosebumps. I'm so scared.
She stares sadly out the window.
I'm so sorry, sweetheart. I hate that you had to see that.
He hugs her.
So sorry I doubted you. I'll never leave here again.
He stifles a smile.
Okay. Look, Daddy's gonna make you the bestest birthday ever. Look what I brought you. Your worm cakes.
Pink worms wiggle on pancakes.
Don't be sad anymore. Remember, this is the year we opened Mommy's present for you.
What did she get me?
We'll see. She said never to open until you're 118. We've waited this long. You eat your worm cakes. You come down whenever you're ready, honey.
He closes the door and exhales.
Ooh, what did you do?
What I had to.
Mm-hmm.
She'll thank me one day.
Yeah, that's what the guy who shrunk my head said.
He swoops over her, his hands moving quickly. He leaves the shrunken head with a handkerchief stuffed in her mouth. Now Dracula passes through the busy lobby. A zombie takes off his mask.
Yes, what do you want, a cookie? You did all right, man. Move on already.
Dracula looks over to see the hulking figure struggling through the revolving door. It's a young man with a mop of red hair and a huge backpack. A stunned Dracula remembers.
Vampire! Vampire!
human.
He flies across the lobby and shoves him into the spinning door.
Who are you? And how did you find this place?
Oh, I'm Jonathan. And I was just mountain climbing with some dudes. And heard this story about a spooky forest.
As a weeping man tells a tale, Johnny snaps his picture.
And who's not gonna go into a spooky forest, right?
He snaps a picture of a spider and tumbles through a hole.
So then I see these goofy-looking dudes on fire.
The burning zombies return through the tunnel.
And I just kind of follow them to this, like, amazing castle.
He snaps a picture of it. Dracula remembers the formula.
But of course, be smart. No bonfires, no firework shows.
How many of you are there?
Just me. I like to hit it alone. You meet so many awesome people in the youth hostels. Hey, speaking of awesome, that cape thing is killing it! Is there like a costume party here?
What have I done? Oh, this is all my fault. You have to leave.
Outside, guests arrive.
Oh no.
Excuse me, one of your piranhas in the lake is very rude. He ate my sister-in-law.
Be right with you.
Inside.
Mr. Dracula, we asked for a room with a view of the pool.
The room's fine. We want to book a massage.
Yes, Swedish. Shiatsu.
Aromatherapy. We don't want a stone.
I'll get back to you, Mr. Heidelberg.
I hope so.
See that you do.
That's Ms. Heidelberg.
Dracula backs through the lobby trying to hide Johnny. Frank spots him.
Drac, how'd it go with baby? Hey, where'd you go?
He ducks under a tower of luggage and darts into a storage closet.
Wow, this room's kind of small for a big castle. No bed, but check out these awesome dustpans they give you.
Dracula rifles through the backpack.
What weapons are you keeping in this container? Your pitchfork?
He finds a crumpled shirt.
I can't breathe! It's killing me!
Yeah, definitely due for a fluff and fold.
What is this? A torture device? A secret mind controller? You won't read my thoughts! I won't let you!
Dude, it's just music. Here, try it.
He gives him earbuds.
It's taking my soul!
What? It's a good jam! Don't be a grandpa!
You need to go. No human has ever entered this castle, and if someone should see you, the safety of the hotel, the sanctuary, no one would ever come again!
Oh yeah, go for it! Ever come again! I love your Dracula voice, it's so over the top.
And Mavis, if she saw you, she would know that I lied. No!
Who's Mavis? Is this her room? I'm good with a roommate. I had six brothers growing up, so I could totally share.
I can't kill him. It would set monsters back hundreds of years.
One time in Hamburg, I roomed with this dude who I caught stealing my shampoo. I said, whoa, man, and he threw a flower pot at me, but he was cool.
What are you babbling about?
What?
Feldman's jackets hang nearby.
Check out these awesome costumes.
Costume.
He rips off Johnny's backpack.
What's this? Sorry, man. I can't be without my backpack. You know, everything I own's in there.
It'll be right here.
Okay, it's just, I love my backpack.
Now outside the storage room.
Oh, hey, what are you doing? Wait. What are you doing to my hair? Stop.
Johnny emerges with bluish-gray skin and his red hair shaped into a high flat top.
Check it out. I'm a Franken homie.
Yes, hello.
Look at me!
This is totally normal, not a problem here. This is just a monster
and
with
everybody
me.
Everybody stepped it up tonight. Wait, why are we going to the front door? Are we leaving?
A chef approaches.
Who's your Dracula?
Hey, Sniffy. What's going on?
Not right now, Quasimodo.
A mouse jumps off the chef's nose and sniffs around Dracula's cape.
What? No, don't be absurd. It's not a human, but Monsieur Dracula.
How ridiculous. It's me.
A waiter presents a tray of snacks.
Cousin Monsieur, the devil lizard fingers.
Devil lizard fingers? I asked for spleens and blankets.
Googly fool, I told you. He doesn't like the lizard fingers.
Johnny steps over to a skeleton.
John, don't you know?
Check that costume out. Wow, seriously, I just have to ask you, how are you pulling this off? I mean, it looks so real, like I could just put my hand right.
He reaches through her ribcage. She slaps him.
What do you think you're doing?
She's real. You're real.
Yeah, and I'll give you a real beating. Keep your hands out of my wife.
He knocks Johnny back into a giant foot.
Oh no.
Dracula sees he's gone. As the skeleton mariachi band plays, Johnny scrambles for the door. He steps on a gooey brain, then crashes into the headless chauffeur, knocking his pumpkin head off. He peers down into his empty neck. Johnny sees his face reflected in the lenses of a flyman's eyes. A giant hairy tarantula steps over him. Dracula looks around. Johnny slides down a slime-covered rug and bounces off a big green blob into a housekeeping witch. Clutching her broomstick, he blasts off into the air and barrels through a luggage cart. Now Mavis helps Wanda down the stairs.
Honey, I just didn't know where you were. We thought you were still out.
Oh, no. I don't know why I ever wanted to leave. The humans are so boring.
Johnny whizzes by on the broomstick. He loops around a hanging curtain, then knocks Mavis down the stairs. As they sit up, their eyes meet. A flicker of pink light passes over their eyes. Dracula rushes up, hiding Johnny with his cape.
Mavis, honey, are you all right?
Yeah, I think so. That was weird.
Oh, my head hurts.
Who is that?
Who is what? Oh, that. That is a nobody.
Seriously, Dad?
Dad?
Yeah, I know. Dracula's daughter. Everyone freaks out at first.
Dracula?
Okay, we gotta go.
He whisks Johnny away to an empty bedroom.
Please don't kill me. I'm so young. I have so many places I want to see. I've got tickets to six Dave Matthews Band concerts. Oh, I'm getting out of here.
He throws open a trap door, dives into the green murk below, then springs out.
Shut up already. It's impossible for me to think with all your noise. Sorry, Glenn. Go back to sleep.
Johnny hangs from a bed curtain.
Wait, aren't you going to suck my blood?
Ugh, classic human paranoia. Human blood is so fatty and you never know where it's been.
So, Dracula doesn't drink blood?
No, I use a blood substitute, either near blood or blood beaters. You can't tell the difference.
So, wow, you're like the real Count Dracula, like, I am Dracula, blah, blah, blah.
I've never said that in my life, blah, blah, blah. I don't know where that comes from.
Can I just ask, what exactly is this place?
What is this place?
Dracula flings open a pair of French doors and his cape billows in the wind.
It's a place I built for all those monsters out there lurking in the shadows, hiding from the persecution of humankind. A place for them and their families to come to and be themselves. A place void of torches, pitchforks, angry mobs. A place of peace, relaxation, and tranquility.
Cool, so it's like a hotel for monsters?
Yes, exactly, a hotel for monsters. Way to sum it up.
He gets in Johnny's face.
Okay, hop on my back. We're leaving.
He turns into a bat.
Oh, man, you're a bat now. I always wanted to fly. What's it like?
They head out the window.
This is insane. Wait, I want to stay. Did Frankenstein sign my costume? Can I meet the Invisible Man? Hey, if I stuck my hand in the Invisible Man's mouth, would it disappear?
Hi.
Maybe. What are you doing, my sweet little blood orange? Our friend was just leaving.
Yeah, he was flying me out the window.
They go back inside.
This guy is so funny. Oh, look, you have something on your face. Play along if you ever want to see your precious backpack.
Mavis follows them in and changes into human form.
Whoa. So wait. You didn't have any clothes on when you were a bat? Or were they bat-sized?
Who exactly is that?
Honey Bat, you see, it's your birthday. And you know I want you to have the bestest specialist party of your life. So, well, I needed some help.
You needed help?
Well, look, I am very good, but I thought it would be even more bestest specialist if someone closer to your age helped plan the party.
You're my age?
Sure. Oh, well, how old are you?
118.
100 and...
Dracula elbows him.
Yeah, I'm 121.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You see, everything is very, very normal. I'm throwing a party and he's helping.
Sir, there's an emergency.
Not now. Can't you see we're in the middle of something very normal here?
Wait, what's going on here? There's an emergency in your precious hotel and you're not running to fix it? Why? Is it because of him?
Whoa, look at my face.
No, precious bone, it's not because of him.
Good, then go check on the emergency and I'll keep him company.
No, anything but that.
What?
I mean, because he needs time to plan. And if you're keeping him company, then he's not planning. He's a company keeper. And then the plan, it doesn't get planned.
Mm-hmm, good one.
Shut up.
Johnny wears the armor's helmet.
So maybe if you're not planning later, we can hang out.
Sounds good.
Yes, you hear that? It sounds good. So you will hang out. See you later, my honey. Lovely. Okay, you're not hanging out. Because you are leaving.
But the opposite, you said.
Dracula presses a stone in the wall that opens a secret passage.
But sir, the emergency.
Follow me.
He vanishes into the passageway. Johnny throws down the helmet and races after him.
Boy, that kid smelled.
With a flaming torch, Dracula lights the way as Johnny follows.
are we going?
Just getting rid of you through a secret tunnel so she does not see us.
So, can I ask you a question? Is that real about the garlic thing?
Yes, I cannot have that. My throat swells.
Huh. Wooden stake to the heart?
Yeah, well, who wouldn't that kid?
In a round room, Dracula picks one of several archways and smacks into a wall. He backtracks into the rotunda and chooses another archway. He pulls a lever.
Ah, here we go.
The walls part, revealing two tiny specks on a bed's pink satin sheets.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a little lost. Yes, I know it's your honeymoon. I apologize. Go back to doing what you were doing.
The specks hop around angrily, then come together.
I'm not down here much. It's meant to be an exit if humans ever invade.
So I'm like the first human here, huh? That's really cool.
Dracula picks another archway.
Boy. I think this is it.
He pulls the lever. The wall opens to reveal the skeleton woman in the shower.
What's happening?
I'm terribly sorry. It's my mistake.
What is wrong with you people?
Now they head down a low-ceiling passage.
Oh, man. This place is amazing.
Okay, I could really use some silence right now.
Now they head down a stairway that ends with a steep drop. Just before Johnny falls off, Dracula grabs him by the collar. He pulls another lever.
All right, third time's up.
The wall opens to reveal Frank hurling a zombie into lab equipment. Murray and Wayne brawl with zombies, too. Frank spots Dracula, who shoves Johnny out of view.
Yes, Frankie.
Hey, buddy, what you been doing?
Don't move. Never mind that. What you been doing?
We wanted to practice our big number for Mavis's party, and then these losers wouldn't get off the bandstand.
Okay, put down zombie Mozart, Bach, and Beethoven this instant.
The monsters fling away the white-haired composers.
Did you get to rehearse at all, Zombie Beethoven?
Listen, Drac, we wanted to play something, like old times. We even thought maybe you'd sing with us.
Come on, fellas. You know that I haven't sung in public since Martha.
Yeah, but we just thought that how much, you know, Mavis would love it.
I said no!
Don't ask me again!
Okay, now let's hug these zombies. Let's all make up.
Wow, he really scared you.
I wasn't scared. I was being polite.
Mavis finds Johnny.
Hey!
Oh!
What are you doing here? I thought you were planning.
I never caught your name.
My name's Mavis.
Mavis? That's a pretty neat name.
Yeah, my mom picked it. So, are you gonna tell me your name?
Me? Oh, my name? Good question. Well, obviously, I'm Frankenstein.
No, you're not. Frankenstein is my uncle over there. The gentleman hugging zombie Mozart.
Right, of course he's your uncle. Well, see, I'm not the Frankenstein. I'm his cousin, Johnny Stein.
Johnny Stein?
Hey, Mavis!
A spider scares Johnny and he flees, crashing into a table.
Who is that?
Oh, are these monsters gonna kill me?
Not as long as they think you're a monster.
Huh? That's kind of racist.
We'll talk later.
Johnny holds out his hands and marches around.
Is he making fun of me?
No, of course he's not, because he's...
He's your cousin, Johnny Stein.
Yes.
I don't have no cousin.
No, you do. He's your sixth cousin, three times removed.
On your right arm side.
You have a cousin?
Frank, if your arm could talk, he would tell you that the original owner of your arm had a brother.
Who married a woman.
Who was...
For strangling a pig.
I have pig strangling blood in my arm?
That's kind of cool.
Well, cuz, great to meet you.
Frank's handshake slams Johnny up and down.
So what brings you here, Johnny?
What was that?
Oh, sorry, I should really clear my throat before I speak. Anyway, what brings you here?
Oh, party planner?
Yes, I have recruited Mr. Stein here to help me with Mavis's birthday party.
Wait a minute, you asked someone to help you?
Captain Control Freak?
It's Count, and yes, I thought having a Mavis contemporary would be useful.
Yeah, he totally needed a fresher perspective.
Okay, Johnny, Mr. Tightcoffin over here was planning to have these powdered lamos play at the party.
The zombie composers frown.
So anyways, we thought we could liven things up a bit.
Whoa, you all play? Let's check you guys out!
Frank fronts the band on bass.
Good.
Murray plays guitar.
I can't believe it's your big night.
Invisible Man plays drums.
Seems like only yesterday you were eating mosquitoes. But now you're eating frogs and mice. Scoffing them down like Doritos. Tell me, where did the time go?
Whoa, hold on, guys. Stop. That's cute, but kind of old school.
Yes, thank you, Johnny.
You gotta totally tempo things up. Here, let me show you. Werewolf man, give me a jam!
Wayne plays the piano.
2, 3, 4! Vampire girl with the fangy fangs. Hair real cute with the fangy fangs. Little princess gonna be a queen. Legal bad lady turning 118! 118!
118!
Yeah! Stage dive!
As Johnny dives off stage, the monsters separate and he hits the floor.
Awesome.
I am so blown away right now.
I think my cuz is gonna make this the best party ever!
Maybe he can find a way to give me some tickets.
We're not doing any of that. We've got to stay on schedule, all right?
All right, Dad, all right. Johnny, you're coming too.
I don't know, it's cool with Dracula. I gotta make sure he's cool.
Dracula scowls. Now an elderly gremlin woman spins a bingo cage and pulls out a miniature talking skull.
N27.
Sitting at two long wooden tables, monsters quietly play. Dracula stamps his card and smiles excitedly. Mavis stamps hers with a drab expression as Johnny dozes.
G61.
Playing five cards, Eunice stamps one.
Bingo! Bingo!
A gremlin eats her card.
How dare you? Do you know what doctor made me?
I didn't do that.
Later in a gymnasium.
Circles. The fly?
Spectators watch two games of charades.
Hands?
Film.
The fly man pukes.
Vomit!
The vomit?
The throw up!
No, that wasn't a clue.
Smiling, Dracula watches attentively as Mavis and Johnny slouch. Heidelberg guesses at the invisible man who wears only glasses.
Nothing?
Emptiness? Glasses?
Glasses?
Glasses shaking!
Ooh! Glasses shaking sideways!
Through the looking glass!
I stink at this.
Johnny perks up and grabs a scooter from his backpack. He rides through the charade circles. Wolfpup stop gnawing on a skeleton man and chase him. Everyone gathers around as he spins on the back wheel. Murray rides the scooter slowly, then a severed hand pushes it. Later, the Wolfpups pile on. Bigfoot steps on the scooter and falls. His foot crashes through a wall and smashes a zombie servant. Mavis laughs as her father gasps. The scooter rolls near the gremlin and she eats it.
I didn't do that.
Now the flyman leads an aquatic exercise
and pull it
class.
Back and up and push and twist and back and up and twist and push.
They dry heave into their hands.
No, don't copy that. And back, and up, and twist.
Frank approaches a zombie chef at an omelet bar.
Let me get a bubonic moose nose omelet with cockroach paste and mouse jelly. Oh, and with egg whites.
Bonjour, Monsieur Dracula. May I make you an omelette?
No, I'm not hungry.
His pet mouse sniffs.
What? Esmeralda, you smell it again?
Dracula leans in.
Human!
I am hungry.
He swats Esmeralda into Eunice's hand.
Johnny, you've been to the Taj Mahal?
Come on, no monster's been to the Taj.
Man, I wish I could go there.
You know what? I'll take 50 omelets.
You heard the man! Make them!
He smashes a hot plate on a gargoyle's head.
How did you deal with the mobs?
Yeah, it does get pretty crazy in the summer. But, you know, you just gotta roll.
He just rolls. That's cool that he rolls.
Yes, cool.
Look, love droppings, I brought you a bagel with your favorite, cream cheese.
Holy rabies, thanks, Dad. Johnny, try some cream cheese. It's awesome.
Oh, cool. But I'm, cream cheese intolerant, so polite pass.
Yes, of course you are.
Johnny, can we party plan talk for a minute?
He takes Johnny aside.
What are you doing? If they find out you are human, they'll go bat poop.
Relax. No one suspects anything. The only thing that looks weird is how much whispering you're doing.
Everyone stares.
Just wrap it up. You will say you are going in the pool and act excited. And then you will say you hurt your back and you have to leave.
Hunched over, Johnny stomps along the pool's edge.
Here come good times!
Woo!
Oh, dudes. Oh, my back.
I'm on your back?
No, he said, oh, my back! Get on my back!
Let's do it!
Aw, oh, here we go. Chicken fight! Push him off!
We got you, Johnny. You're going down.
Oh, yeah, we'll see. Maybe, wavy.
More monsters mount shoulders and chicken fight.
Okay, calm down with the fight, chickens. Everyone stop the roughhousing!
A frogman cannonballs in, then a giant tentacle lifts Frank hundreds of feet above the pool.
I got it, honey. The Stein boys are bred for this kind of thing.
Geronimo!
He dives off. With his arms and legs sprawled out, Frank free falls to the pool and belly flops. His body parts disassemble and float apart. Wayne sneaks behind the invisible man and pulls off his bathing suit.
Kids, why'd you do that?
Oh, I was just in the pool.
The water's cold.
Don't judge me!
Johnny! Makeup! Your makeup!
Climb out now.
Dracula falls in.
Oh, man! I guess the cat wanted to go for a swim.
Underwater, Dracula screams and flails. He swims to the bottom and pulls out the rubber drain plug. The tentacle lifts Johnny. He dives off.
Cannonball!
The pool quickly drains below. Pounding on the pool's bottom as it drains, Dracula freezes Johnny in midair. He walks away and returns with the green blob, placing it under the frozen human. Dracula points and Johnny continues to fall. He lands in the blob. From inside, he gives a thumbs up to Dracula, who scowls. Now in the graveyard, Dracula carries Johnny by his shirt collar.
Oh, you messed up, baby. You messed up big time. I told you to take it down. You'll ruin my hotel if they find out.
Well, maybe you're just jealous that people are finally having fun at this place.
Oh, that was not fun. Everyone running, jumping, swimming with no order. That was the opposite of fun.
Do you even know what fun is?
I invented fun.
Boy, the wrong people get to be immortal.
Look at me.
His eyes glow red.
You remember nothing of this encounter. You have no memory of this place or the monsters you met. Now go and never return.
Wait, never return to the hotel?
What? You were supposed to forget the hotel. I just used my powers to erase your memory. I looked straight into your eyes.
Huh. Oh, maybe it's the contact lenses.
The what?
These little plasticky doodads that help me see better. Here, let me just try and get them out real quick.
Oh, that is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
Almost got it.
Stop doing that. Liz, stop doing that. Fingers away from the eyeballs. Enough. Listen to me. You are never to return here. You are to stay away and never tell humans about this place, or I will track you down and suck every ounce of blood from your body until you look like a deflated whoopee cushion.
Dracula leans close with narrowed eyes.
Be gone.
Shoving his hands in his pockets, Johnny hunches over and marches off. Dracula flies away.
Ugh, can't believe I'm leaving, man. That could have been so great. Dude ruined everything. Suck my blood. I should have just said, I'm staying, old man. Give him a Bruce Lee kick. Boom! Right in the face.
A bat flies near.
Oh, no, Dracula, please don't kill me. I'm leaving.
Mavis sits on a tombstone and smiles.
Follow me.
Oh, no, Mavis, I can't. I have to leave.
You sure? It'll be fun.
Okay.
He follows her into a dark tunnel. The opening makes a mouth and a giant stone face. Now Mavis pops out of a chimney. Johnny's tall hair and eyes slowly peek out.
He's not going to see me, is he?
Grabbing onto decorative iron rods, he stands up next to Mavis.
Whoa.
They stand on the peaks of the hotel's highest roof.
Wow, would you look at the view from up here? You can almost see Budapest.
Budapest? Is that near Hawaii?
Huh? Oh, you mean Hawaii. Yeah, that place is a knockout. I just went to a music festival there.
A human music festival?
I believe so.
So did they all bite your toes and shove garlic bread in your face?
No. Well, one dude took a bigger bite out of my energy bar than I expected, but I blame that on the heat.
It's amazing. You've been everywhere.
Well, you know, it's the alternative. Just staying at home, never exploring, never seeing what's out there. I'm only gonna be, 121 once, right? Gotta live it.
Yeah.
The sun starts to rise between two mountain peaks.
Oh, man. The sunrise from here must be amazing.
Ow.
Oh, I'm sorry. Man, you've probably never even seen a sunrise, have you?
No, not really. Why?
Come on, I have an idea.
He leads her behind a chimney. They peek around it.
Watch.
The brilliant sun rises between the two mountain slopes in the distance. The surrounding land glows with a pink and orange hue. Its reflection shines in Mavis's blue eyes as they widen. Johnny smiles at her, then turns to the sun. Elsewhere, a dragon breathes fire into flowing water. It quickly turns to steam and travels through a vent into a steam room. Dracula and the guys relax in towels.
Didn't I tell you guys we'd have fun in here? Is this not the best?
The blob rips a chunk off his body and puts it on the coals.
Yeah, I'm working up a nice sweat. When's that Johnny kid gonna be done party planning? He's a great hang.
Yeah, he's an animal. And it was so nice seeing Mavis laughing and hitting it off with him.
Who's sitting what off? Please. Mavis could never be with someone of his kind.
I'm sorry? His kind? You saying our kind's not good enough for you? Your lordship?
No, 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 Frank. I meant that she wouldn't be into someone with such red curly hair.
What's wrong with red curly hair?
Why are you getting upset?
I have red curly hair.
Well, how was I supposed to know that?
Back on the roof, they continue watching the sunrise. As the sunlight creeps higher along the shingles, Johnny moves behind Mavis. He places his hands on her arms and they step backwards together.
The most incredible thing I've ever seen.
Johnny smiles, then falls through the roof.
Johnny?
Look, settle down, fellas. This is all a moot point because Johnny, he left.
Wait a minute, he left?
Yes, he decided he didn't like Mavis or any of us.
He lands in Dracula's lap.
Hi.
I guess Johnny had second thoughts.
Now Dracula bursts into a massive dark dining hall. Large chandeliers light the arched ceiling. He notices he's still wearing the towel and magically changes. Johnny marches in.
I can't believe you stuck around, man. You don't get it. Bad things are coming your way. I gotta get my thoughts together. Okay. You see these tables? You can spend the entire day pulling them out and placing them, party planner.
Oh, fantastic. I'm trapped here. Now I know how your daughter feels.
Dracula fixes his hair. His brow furrows as Johnny pushes a round table draped in a white cloth.
Enough! Enough! Stop! Go to a corner! You're in the timeout!
Timeout? I'm a grown man!
He telekinetically sends Johnny to the corner, then forces him to suck his thumb and face the wall.
Okay. Table 57, please move to position 23.
Whoa. A face appears on a table as it floats across the room.
That is cool.
Face the wall. 17 to 48,
16 to 47, 19 to 50.
Tables sort of their locations.
Awesomeness.
Just let me do my work.
Struggling, Johnny pulls the thumb from his mouth.
42 to 18, 10 to 44.
17, 18, 19, 20, 21.
Johnny hops on a table.
36 up!
His table rises into the air. Dracula notices Johnny riding the table behind him and scowls.
31 to 19.
A table obeys and collides with Johnny's. Falling, he bounces off several hovering tables and lands on one on the ground.
24 up!
7 to 25. 14 to 30.
Johnny flies his table right at Dracula. He dodges the attack and smiles devilishly. Circling back, Johnny searches the floor below.
Oh, where'd you go, Grandpa?
Dracula flies his own table upside down.
My dust scraping!
56 and 43 to my side.
Flanked by two tables, Dracula chases Johnny. They zoom around the room, dodging stationary tables suspended in the air.
Prepare to cry, Billy Backpack.
Johnny dodges his swipe and grinds along the ceiling.
That's how we do it. Half fight, baby!
Whatever.
Elsewhere, Esmeralda and Quasimodo sniff the floor.
Yes, keep smelling. You catch the human, and then I will make human pot pie!
He listens outside the dining hall.
47, 45, 65, 76, 48. Block his path! Block his path!
Dozens of tables form a wall in front of Johnny. Johnny dives through a narrow space between two tables.
Oh, come on now, dude, man. Nice!
A table prays as Dracula speeds toward the wall. He dives through, hops table to table, and falls.
I got you, buddy.
Johnny catches him, and they speed into the hallway.
You have to start! People trying to sleep here!
A maid ducks as they soar past. They head straight for a suit of armor. They crash. Now Dracula lies next to the helmet with a huge smile.
Oh, did you see that? Who is that guy, Sir Breaks-a-Lot? Oh, boy, I have to say, that was fun.
Okay, the fun you were talking about earlier. Nailed it.
He whips away the tablecloth.
Johnny?
Muddy footprints and tiny mouse prints leave a trail.
Quasimodo!
Dracula runs full speed down the hallway, knocking luggage and picture frames out of place. He turns a corner and stops at Mavis.
Mavis? Why are you still up? The sun is out. It could kill you, my honey guts.
I couldn't sleep. Do you know where Johnny went?
I don't know.
Why do you want to know?
Oh. Do
you like him?
What? No, come on, Daddy. He's so weird and awkward. It's like, are you an idiot or do you know you're adorable?
Her father straightens, then cringes.
Hold that.
He faces a suit of armor.
Do you have a location on Quasimodo?
Yes, sir. They're headed through the lobby towards the kitchen.
I need them stopped immediately. Is that clear?
Yes, quite. We are on it.
A suit of armor approaches Quasimodo, who carries Johnny on his back. More suits enter and swing their weapons.
Aha! Jeez!
He scurries away across the lobby. Two suits block a doorway.
What is the meaning of this? Let me pass! Quasimodo Wilson, you are coming with us.
He kicks the armor in the groin.
Why did that hurt me?
Quasimodo leaps up the wall onto a chandelier. Meanwhile...
Look, honey, there's no falling in love at your age.
Mom was my age. Eunice says Mom kissed you first because you were too scared to make the first move.
Yeah. Then forget about me and Mom and kisses.
Dad, at some point I'm going to get married. I can't be here forever.
What? Why not? You're barely out of your training, Fang.
In darkness, pairs of yellow eyes open and gargoyles fly out of a dark window. Quasi leaps onto the ceiling beams, dodging their swipes and the armor's spears from below. Jumping off, he falls through a spider web. On his hat, Esmeralda fights two spiders. With her tail, she throws one off, then grabs the other by the legs and slams it around. Quasimodo lands on the lobby floor. Suits of armor attack from one side and gargoyles from the other. Quasimodo leaps over the suits and runs from helmet to helmet, kicking them off into the gargoyles' faces.
Again. When you bump with the hump, you'll land on your rump!
Gargoyles crash to the ground. Using a web parachute, a spider lands safely and skitters away. A helmet smashes it.
But why all this sudden interest? Every time we used to talk about love, it was always, ooh, Dad, that's gross! And ooh, Dad, I don't want to know about that!
I don't know.
Sir, he made it into the kitchen.
He what? What do I pay you for? I'm sorry, honey. I have to go.
The armor follows Dracula.
He doesn't pay me.
As a bat, he flies through the lobby. In the kitchen, Quasi roasts Johnny over a fire.
Before you kill me, can I please talk to my backpack one more time? I don't want to leave anything unresolved.
Bonjour, Monsieur Dracula.
Shut your hump hole.
Now you are helping him. What is it with you and this human?
He is not human. He's a Stein.
That's right, little man. I'm a Stein.
If he is a monster, let him scare Esmeralda!
The mouse? Without a doubt.
Okay, here we go.
Johnny tiptoes to the mouse and makes faces.
Bleeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeee
Human! A human! Dracula has put a human in your mouth!
Dracula freezes Quasimodo. He and Johnny leave. A gargoyle kitchen worker pokes his head in and looks around. He walks over to Quasimodo. He bends Quasi's wrist, turns his arm, and shoves his finger into his pointy nose. In the hallway.
Hey, thanks for saving me back there. That guy's crazy, trying to eat me. That's only happened to me one other time, this weird dude at a Slipknot concert.
There's something I need to show you.
Oh.
Dracula opens the door to a darkened room, and Johnny follows him inside. Dracula gazes at a woman in a half-covered portrait.
Wow. Hey, are we at a funeral right now? Oh, wait, no. It's your bed.
He touches a coffin.
So creepy and cool. Wow! I know her. I've seen that picture at the ruins of Lubov. That's my favorite castle. There's a whole legend around that lady.
A legend?
They gaze at the bright-eyed brunette.
The Lady Lubov. The story is that a lonely count met her by chance. And they say that no two souls were ever more meant for each other. Eventually, they settled down at Castle Lubov and had a child. But then, a horrible tragedy happened. A fire started mysteriously one night, and it killed both of them.
Johnny's eyes shine in the candlelight.
When I was at the castle, I could still feel their powerful love. They say it's as if a soul is still trapped in the ruins themselves.
Dracula sulks in the shadows.
The legend is wrong. It was only the wife that died.
He yanks down the curtain, revealing the other half of the portrait. It shows a smiling Dracula holding the woman's hand.
Oh. And it was no mystery who killed her.
She was killed by your kind.
His eyes glow blue. He remembers a mob outside their castle.
Honey?
Go hide. I'll take care of this.
He releases her dainty hand.
Vampire!
Dracula faces the mob calmly.
Martha!
Her hand falls open on the ground.
They are the real monsters.
Holding baby Mavis, Dracula stands on a hillside watching the castle burn.
I built this place for my love, to protect her child. As a father, you do everything to keep your family safe, even if you have to break their trust. But now, Mavis has feelings for you.
What? I just... Awesome.
It's all right. You are a good one. If the world was different, maybe it would be possible.
Drac, this is the 21st century. People aren't the same as they were back then.
Can you tell me for certain that if we came out in the open, everyone would accept us? Everyone?
Johnny turns his wide eyes back to the painting.
No, you're right. I'll go for good this time. You can just say I had some emergency or the gremlin lady ate me or something.
No. I don't want to ruin her birthday party. You can sneak out after it's all done.
I'm sorry. The last thing I wanted was to hurt her. Or you.
You know, you're not the smoothest Frankenstein, but you'd make a great vampire.
For real? Because I think I kind of got your hypno eyes down.
Oh boy, here we go. Let me see it.
Beware, for you are in my power. I command you to be the werewolf man.
Oh, I have too many kids. Someone scratch me, I have fleas.
Because he's a wolf, you get those.
Don't explain it, it's not funny when you do.
They walk off together. Now a full moon hangs over the hotel. Wayne lies wide awake in bed, surrounded by his sleeping wolf pups. His bloodshot eyes slowly close. A skull phone on the nightstand rings, waking the pups. He grabs it.
I didn't order a wake-up call.
Count Dracula arranged it for all the rooms.
Where's the snooze button?
There will be no snoozing. The party's today.
At her closet, Mavis studies her 5 identical black mini dresses. She grabs them all. She cuts the fabric, then struggles to thread a needle. Turning into a bat, she easily threads it. Later, she twirls in a mini cape, admiring her shadow. Meanwhile, the invisible man's glasses float before a mirror. He finishes shaving, fluffs his hair with a pick, and powders his rear.
Ooh, yeah, perfecto.
Now Dracula slips into Mavis's empty bedroom and leaves a wrapped gift box on her bed. An attached card reads, "Happy 118 from Mom." At the party, Dracula's buddies play to a packed house.
Girl, I can't believe it's your bedtime.
A girl wolf pup fights off her brothers and takes a flying table all to herself. She sucks on her pacifier in time with the band. The zombie composers swap heads as they dance. Murray wears an Egyptian headdress. In the crowd, Johnny bites his lip and pumps his fist. He opens his eyes as Mavis materializes beside him in her cute new cape.
Wow, you look beautiful.
Thanks. Thanks for the party.
Oh, yeah. You like my little touches?
Magical fireflies form the shape of an airplane. It soars to a twinkling light show of faraway places. Fireworks burst over the Eiffel Tower in Paris. The Statue of Liberty soars above New York. Snowflakes fall on the onion domes of Moscow. A hula girl dances on the volcanic island of Hawiwi. Johnny watches as Mavis stares in wonder.
It's
Amazing.
With a smirk, she falls backwards, vanishing before he can catch her. She reappears and they dance. Now Dracula glides through the party.
Terrific party.
You really outdid yourself, Drac.
Gotta be the best one I've been to in 500 years.
On the dance floor, monsters bop and shimmy. The green blob throbs to the beat. As Johnny dances wildly, he backs into white fur.
Sorry, big man!
He returns to Mavis, grooving with his eyes closed. She stops dancing and stares intently at him. He jerks to attention. She bats her big blue eyes. He blinks, his mouth hanging open. Meanwhile, Dracula takes the dance floor, flanked by two suits of armor. He throws off his cape and spins upside down on one hand. Mavis leans toward Johnny.
Mavis? I'm crazily scared right now.
Maybe that's a good thing.
As she puckers up, a suit of armor taps Dracula's shoulder and points. He turns to see his daughter kissing Johnny. A Tesla coil disco ball crackles. He zooms over and barges in, looming over Johnny.
How could you? After I shared my pain with you?
But no!
Dad, it was just a kiss.
No, you're not allowed to kiss.
Dad, I'm allowed to do things. I'm not 83 anymore. I'm allowed to like people or go see the world again.
What? You saw it. You said you didn't like it.
Maybe I want to give the village another chance. I just need to learn, you know, just how to roll with it, like Johnny does.
No, no! You can't go to the village again.
Maybe you can make them see that we could be friends.
No, that isn't possible.
Well, you can't be sure. It's all in how you present yourself.
No, that won't make a difference.
How do you
know? Because it just won't.
Why? Why won't
it? Because that village doesn't really exist.
Her eyes widen. The band stops. Dracula's friends march over.
What do you mean, doesn't exist?
What did you do?
I did what I had to do.
What was it? What exactly did you have to do? Tell me!
He winces, his back to her.
I built the town. The staff put it all together. The zombie is dressed up as the townspeople. Please, if you really went out there and something happened to you, I just couldn't live with myself.
But you can live with this? Lying to me? Tricking me? Keeping me here forever when you knew my dream was to go?
Quasimodo arrives, still frozen with his finger in his nose.
Oil?
English, please. Your voice is really annoying.
Wait, I speak frozen. He says Dracula has brought a human into the hotel.
A human? Stay close, Pooky.
Johnny backs away.
He says there is the human. He has a French accent.
Before Johnny can escape, the door slams shut. Esmeralda narrows her eyes.
Johnny's not a human. He's my right arm's cousin. He's lying.
Yeah, and why is he picking his nose?
He says it's a long story.
Hey, wait, no, get off me!
Esmeralda pulls Johnny's hair.
He says, behold the human.
I don't believe it.
As panic guests scramble, Mavis stands still, her eyes fixed on Johnny. She slowly approaches him.
Is it true? Are you a human?
Yes. I'm so sorry.
She throws her arms around him.
I don't care. I still want to be with you.
He brightens. Over her shoulder, he spots Dracula watching them with a worried gaze.
Well, tough. Because I don't want to be with you. Because you're a monster, and I hate monsters.
He marches to the door.
Goodbye.
He looks at Murray and kicks the air.
Please don't hurt me!
He leaves. Dracula touches Mavis's shoulder.
This is all your fault!
She turns into a bat and rockets away in a purple haze. Frank and Wanda join the disgusted guests as they file past Dracula. He stares up toward Mavis. Now the pool lies empty. The lights flicker off in the banquet hall. Outside Mavis's door.
Oh, here he comes. Count Quackula. I'm just glad my eyes are still shut, because I don't even want to leave.
A blue flash seals her lips. Dracula knocks.
Mavis, honey, are you in there?
He enters the room. It's empty.
Mavis!
He races to the open window.
Mavis! Mavis, where are you?
As a bat, he flies high.
Mavis!
He spots her on the roof. She sits sullenly with her knees drawn up to her chin. Landing nearby, he changes into his human form. After watching her for a moment, he glides down the roof and sits next to her. She lifts her head a little and looks out at the night.
Dad, you do me a favor?
Yes, yes, of course, darling, anything.
Will you erase my mind?
His brow lowers.
No, I won't do that. There's too much I want you to remember.
You were right, Dad. The humans hate us.
Sweetheart, there are so many eligible monsters out there. You're so young to...
She clutches a book.
What is it? What are you reading?
She passes it to him. The title reads, True Love by Mom. He opens it. For your 118th birthday.
Two lonely bats crashed in the night. They felt a zing, love at first sight. They knew right then they would be husband and wife. For a zing only happens once in your life. Your zing will come, my love. Cherish it. Love, mommy.
Dracula's blue eyes stare down at the book.
I thought we zinged, Dad.
You and Johnny?
I guess it was only me. But you should be happy, Dad. There's no reason for me to leave. I have no more dreams. I'm just like you now.
As she turns into a bat, a card flutters down and lands beside Dracula. Mavis flies to her window and enters with a transformative flash. As Dracula clutches the book to his chest, he notices the card fluttering away. His eyes widen, and he snatches it before it blows off the roof. It's an old postcard of palm trees on an island shore. Words printed on it read, Paradise. You can find it all in Hawaii.
Martha, what have I done?
Now the sky brightens over the hotel. Inside, the angry guests mob the reception desk, staffed by three zombies. Wayne looks over his bill.
What is this minibar charge?
Honey, the kids threw the minibar out the window.
And that's our fault?
Murray makes his way through the mob with two large boxes.
Excuse me, I've got a couple of people to express, ma'am.
Dracula flies in as a bat.
Friends, please stop.
It's too late, rat bat.
He transforms.
Please, I'm begging you. I need you to help me find Johnny.
The human? He could have killed us. He touched my guitar.
He put his hand in my mouth to see if it would disappear.
He let me eat his scooter.
I know I lied. I was wrong. But you have to believe this. Johnny wasn't a bad guy. The truth is, I don't even know if humans are bad anymore.
Dracula touches one of the boxes.
Frank, come on, buddy. You understand?
He's not talking to you. First you tell us humans are bad, now they're good. What else? Up is down, cold is hot, gremlins don't smell. Hey!
Frank's head pops out of the box.
I really like Johnny. Cousin or no, he told fun stories.
I think they zinged.
They zinged?
But I got in the way.
You only zing once in your life.
Eunice pops out.
Oi, now you're short-circuiting.
I don't care.
Well, what are we doing? Let's get Johnny. Come on.
Dracula brightens. He zooms down the red carpet with Murray, Wayne, and the Invisible Man in tow. Frank bounds after them, squashing the two specks. A subtitle. We should have honeymooned at your parents. Outside, they fire up the hearse and roar over the stone bridge away from the hotel. In the woods, the hearse speeds out of the secret tunnel.
Okay, where am I going?
The human world, before Johnny's gone forever.
But what about the sun?
I don't know. I'll just have to roll.
He just rolls. Rollability.
So we follow his boot prints. When they run out, that's where you come in, Wayne.
Me?
There!
The hearse skids into a full 360 and stops.
Yes, I knew something would fall out of that backpack.
He picks up a t-shirt.
Ouch! That stinks! Work your magic.
Wait. You want me to track the smell? No. My sniffing tracking days are way behind me. Do you know how many diapers I've changed? How many number twos have destroyed this thing? But...
He puts two fingers in his mouth and blows hard. Dracula and the guys look around. Dozens of wolf pups bound out of the tall grass. They lunge for the hearse and jostle the guys inside.
Sit.
Wayne holds out the t-shirt.
Smell. I said smell.
Two pups scamper behind Wayne and sniff his rear.
Not me, the shirt! The shirt!
Do any of your kids still respect you?
Give me a second. Oh, yeah.
Winnie! Front and center!
The brawling brothers freeze and the girl wolf pup steps out. She pads up to the t-shirt, spits out her pacifier, and takes a long, deep sniff.
He got into a car at 86 Fiat. It needs a little transmission work, but otherwise okay. It drove through town to the airport. Flight 497, 8 a.m. departure.
That's in 15 minutes.
Seat 23A. He ordered a vegetarian meal.
Okay, thank you, cutie.
Now all of you, go back to your mother.
Dracula dives into the hearse and it tears off. They emerge from the woods into a sunlit patch of road. Up ahead, a lone sheep blocks the path.
Jeep!
The invisible man swerves to avoid it, and the hearse speeds down the side of a hill. They arrive on a paved lane. As they skirt a steep mountainside, Murray hangs out over the guardrail.
Woo! High five! Don't let me hang it.
An entire herd blocks the road.
What's up, sheep?
I got this one.
As Wayne hops out, the guys watch. He returns belching wool. The whole herd's gone. The guys turn and glare at him.
What? Now there's no sheep in the road. Let's go.
That was pretty sick, man.
You eat lamb chops. It's the same thing. We don't have time for this. Come on, let's move it.
Now coming over a hill, they spot someone walking along the roadside.
Look, a human.
He wears a cape and fake pointy ears.
Welcome to Transylvania! Ha-hoo!
As the hearse idles past, the monsters stare.
That was trippy.
A banner reads, Welcome to Monster Festival.
What's a monster festival?
They drive under an archway into town. More banners read, We Heart Dracula and I Carry a Torch for Frankenstein.
Did they know we were coming?
The street swarms with people in monster costumes. The real monsters watch through the windshield as a boy flips up his werewolf's mask and waves at them. His mother, dressed as a witch, smiles. A slender woman wrapped like a mummy winks. Murray's mouth hangs open in a grin. Behind a banner that reads, Dracula for President, a six-story inflatable Frankenstein looms over the street.
They like us? Really?
Dracula hails a man dressed as a vampire.
Excuse me, do you know the best way to the airport?
Yes, fellow Dracula, there's only one way, blah, blah, blah.
But it's all blocked. We'll never make it in time.
You should have left an hour earlier, blah, blah, blah.
I do not say blah, blah, blah. All right, let's just run through it on foot.
He gets out. Frank notices Dracula's head smoking and grabs a sun hat.
Drac, this will protect you.
Blah, blah, blah.
Imagine if that guy knew he was talking to the real Drac. He'd run for the hills.
Hold it now. Hold it now? That sounds spot on. But the only way they know the real us is if we show the real us.
This could work.
You mean like scare him? We haven't scared people in centuries. I don't even think I have it in me anymore. I got nothing. I really got nothing.
Let's just move this along.
The invisible man strikes a match and holds it up to Frank. He stomps around with outstretched arms in full Frankenstein mode. Frank climbs the towering, inflated version of himself. The humans cover their ears.
I'm trying to scare you! The real Frankenstein!
We know! We love you!
Can you sign my torch?
Listen! Before anything else, down there's the real Dracula! Prove it!
Drac makes him smash a mug over his head.
All right, continue.
Drac's daughter's in love! And he's gotta get to the airport! And he can't get through this crowd!
Why doesn't he fly?
The sun, you idiot! He's a vampire!
That's right! Thank you, monster nerd! So people, if you really are our friends, clear a path for the man!
Okay, all Draculas, line up, blah, blah, blah.
The crowd separates and the fake Draculas form a line.
Everyone else, lift the cape! Protect our friend! Blah, blah, blah.
Behind each fake Dracula, a human lifts their cape and pulls it tight, forming a tunnel of shade from the sun.
It's
one's all for you, buddy.
Dracula looks at Frank with wide eyes.
Go ahead.
He faces the tunnel.
Go, get him!
Go!
A beaming smile spreads on Dracula's face. The sun hat flies off as he sprints into the tunnel at hyperspeed. Zooming past, he glances at the encouraging humans.
Go, Dracula!
He furrows his brow intently and continues under hundreds of capes all the way to the edge of town. Leaving the tunnel, he zips into a shady forest and stops at the airport. Dracula frantically scans the runway and sees Johnny on a moving plane.
There's no choice.
He runs into the sunlight, transforms, and flies after it. Inside the plane's cabin, passengers sit quietly. Frowning, Johnny gazes out his window, listening to earbuds. Now above the clouds, Dracula struggles to keep up with the plane. He glances at small embers burning his back. Black smoke billows from his wings and body. The bat flaps wildly, fighting through the tailwind and approaches the plane's wing. With several holes burnt in his wings, Dracula lands on the wheel and transforms.
Ouch, 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 ouch.
The wheels retract into the plane and he lets go. Transforming in midair, he stops himself with his bat wings and continues the pursuit. Dracula flies along the cabin windows and hooks his claws on the edge of Johnny's. The smoking bat claws across the window and sees Johnny. An in-flight movie.
Do you dream of being a vampire?
This is how we're represented. Unbelievable.
Jonathan!
Whoa, Bat! Wait, it's talking.
Dracula, is that you?
Huh? Dracula!
What? My hand's in a tan shoe?
What? Japan's eating lamb stew? Hey, do you know you're smoking?
Dracula glances both ways, narrows his eyes at Johnny, and lets go. As he flies forward, Johnny leaves his seat.
Whoa! Pardon me. Sorry, excuse me. Whoa! Excuse me.
He looks out the window of the next row and sees Dracula flying toward the front. The smoking bat struggles to pass the nose. He turns around, spreads his wings, and the plane hits him. Pressed to a window, he opens his eye and sees the cockpit.
What the heck?
How'd a bat get up this high?
Folks, I'm going to turn on the seatbelt sign, just a precaution while we...
Dracula's eyes glow, and so do the captain's.
While we hear a special announcement for my dear friend Jonathan.
Dracula?
My dear boy, I have made a terrible mistake. I was trying to keep my baby to myself, because I knew I would always protect her.
But I realize now children need to discover things for themselves.
They'll stumble and fall, laugh and cry, but...
Such is life. The truth is, you and Mavis are meant to be. You zinged! If she must give her trust to someone else, I'm thankful that it is you, Jonathan. I hope you can hear me and forgive me.
The passengers cower at the smoking bat outside the window. Johnny leans close and they smile at each other. He flashes Dracula a thumbs up.
Okay, folks, we're going to make a quick turnaround to refuel, and then we'll be back on our way.
Quit your whining! I'm burning up out here!
The co-pilot glares at the entranced pilot as the plane turns. In her room, Mavis sits with her head buried in her arms. A speeding clump of black smoke crashes through the window.
Dad?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm just a little sunburned.
Mavis raises her brow as the smoke clears.
Honey.
He holds her hands.
I always thought the worst thing ever would be seeing you go. But the worst is seeing you unhappy. Maybe I want you to live your life.
I don't know how I'm supposed to do that.
She hangs her head.
You know, Mommy already gave you her birthday present. Can I now give you mine?
He presents her a pink camping backpack.
What do I need this for?
Oh, it comes with an accessory.
He spins it around, revealing Johnny.
You?
You.
Why are you back?
Johnny steps onto the ground and walks close to Mavis.
Because you're my zing, Mavis.
I'm your zing? But you told me you hate monsters.
Yeah, well, I was afraid your dad was going to suck all the blood out of my body if I didn't say that.
I wouldn't have that. Hey, no, he's right. I would have done that.
Dad.
I was wrong, Devil Chops.
He hands her the Paradise postcard.
Do you really mean it, Dad?
Go make your own paradise.
He tucks her hair behind her ear and they smile.
Can we try that kiss over again?
I think we can.
As they lean in, Dracula growls.
Sorry, I got to get used to that. Go. Do your thing.
He leaves. At night, they kiss on a balcony surrounded by their monster friends. In Hawaiian attire, they stand below a sparkling banner. Happy birthday, Mavis. The wolf pups lick Quasimodo's frozen body. Now on stage, Wayne starts a turntable as Johnny slides in with a mic.
I thought I found a love, but she was just a fling. And then I met a girl and felt a different thing. It's like you're hit in the ring, like you're pulled by a string. Can't breathe like you're choking on a chicken wing. It was a thing called a zing, and I wanted to sing and listen to the ballads of the man named Sting. Lady looks in your eyes and it suddenly springs, like when Nala looked at Simba in The Lion King.
Now Murray faces the crowd. Floats on a table.
Drac! Ready to throw down?
No, I just came closer to hear you better.
Oh, come on, just give it a try.
All right, maybe just a little.
So listen, all you singers from here to Beijing, you better crack the box string, get ready to clean. Cause if love was money, you'd be in a cha-ching. Next to a zing, Cupid's arrows, a little beastie. It was a zing and a zang and a zingy-dee-dee. And there was only one lady in the zing for me. Cause when you ding, you better know what thing. The only thing you're gonna sling is a wedding ring.
Dracula freezes everyone on stage but him. Along as Dracula and the whole crew rise up on the floating tables. A spectacular fireworks show erupts over the hotel and a title appears. The end. Now a two-dimensional cartoon bat pulls a red screen in behind the words. Cartoon wolf pups destroy the letters. Dracula steps over. Witches swoop down and change the mess into a credit. Directed by Genndy Tartakovsky. Bigfoot stomps on it. Dracula casts his purple magic at the mess and forms another credit. Produced by Michelle Murdocca. The blob bounces in and squirts words overhead. Screenplay by Peter Bainham and Robert Smigel. Now Frank hauls in a jumble of letters. He falls on Dracula and the letters fly up, forming the words. Story by Todd Durham and Dan Hageman and Kevin Hageman. Frank gets up and dashes away. Dracula straightens and checks a watch. He waves his hand and a giant A smacks into him. Adam Sandler. Dracula clings to the A as the words slide off screen. More credits fall. Andy Samberg, Selena Gomez. The bat flaps in, hoisting Johnny by his shirt collar. Body parts of Frank and Eunice form two mixed-up monsters. Kevin James, Fran Drescher. Frank struts off and Eunice crab walks after him. Wanda strolls through, followed by a surly Wayne pushing a baby carriage. Steve Buscemi, Molly Shannon. Murray marches in. The Invisible Man's eyeglasses leave his face and stare back at him. He pedals the air and scrambles away. The glasses follow calmly. David Spade, CeeLo Green. Now zombies carry in letters. Dracula growls at them. The letters turn white and fly into the air. Executive producers, Adam Sandler, Robert Smigel. Now the hearse drives up. The pumpkin-headed chauffeur opens the back doors and flings letters up. Co-producer, Lydia Bodegoni. Dracula watches the skeleton mariachi band play in the next credit. Music by Mark Mothersbaugh. Glowing fireflies bring in the next credit. Editor, Catherine Apple. Spiders hanging from webs deposit more letters. Production designer, Marcello Vignoni. Visual effects supervisor, Daniel Kramer. The Spiders bring in another credit. Art directors, Ron Lucas, Noel Triarol. Johnny marches in and shrugs off his backpack. He pulls out the words. Character designers, Carter Goodrich, Carlos Grangle, Craig D. Kelman. Quasimodo swings through on a rope. Head of story, Con Callion. A tentacle unspools the words, TK. Flying tables zoom by. Head of layout, James Williams. Dracula dances in with two suits of armor. Senior animation supervisor, James Crossley. Supervising animators, Joshua Beveridge, Matthew Cowie, Bill Holler, Sebastian Capajimpanga, Jeff Panko, Brian Scott, Kevin Webb. The Hyderberg Heads deliver more credits. Digital producer, Sky Lyons. Production manager, Mary Ellen Bowder. The Gremlin hobbles in with her cane. CG supervisors, Danny Dimian, Michael Ford, Matt Hausman, Carl Edward Herbst, Rodrigo Ibanez, Michael Lasker, Daniel Lobel. She eats the names in a single bite and hobbles away.
I didn't do that.
Credits roll. Cast, Adam Sandler as Dracula, Selena Gomez as Mavis, Steve Buscemi as Wayne, Kevin James as Frank Frankenstein, Andy Samberg as Jonathan, David Spade as Griffin the Invisible Man, Fran Drescher as Eunice, Molly Shannon as Wanda, John Lovitz as Quasimodo, CeeLo Green as Murray the Mummy, Lunel as Shrunken Head. Produced by Michelle Murdocca, Adam Sandler, Robert Smigel. Original music by Mark Mothersbaugh. Film editing by Catherine Apple. Casting by Mary Hidalgo. Production design by Marcello Vignoli. Art direction by Ron Lucas, Noel Triaru. Production manager, Mary Ellen Boder. Associate production manager, Jeff Deckman. Associate production manager, Lawrence Jonas. Associate production manager, Michael Killoran. Digital production manager, Leah Lambert. Associate production manager, Keith Luxuivo. Associate production manager, Kevin Noel. Production manager, Brianna Ryan. Copyright 2012, Sony Pictures Animation Inc., all rights reserved. Sony Pictures Animation Inc. is the author of this film, Motion Picture, for the purpose of copyright and other laws. This motion picture photoplay is protected pursuant to the provisions of the laws of the United States of America and other countries. Any unauthorized duplication and/or distribution of this photoplay may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. This film has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from Columbia Pictures, read by Gailey Heidemann. For more information about Motion Picture Access, visit our website at access.wgbh.org. Woo-hoo!